This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials say American fighter jets struck Iranian-backed Houthi rebel sites for the sixth time Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The officials says the strikes were carried out by F-A-18 aircraft off the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier, and they resembled similar U.S. attacks on Houthi launchers that have been occurring almost daily this week. The two officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing military operations. President Joe Biden acknowledged Thursday that the bombardment of Houthi sites has yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. As fighting between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas continues in Gaza, a diplomatic conflict is developing between Israel and the U.S. over the future of governance of Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A new opinion poll by the Jewish People's Policy Institute in Jerusalem finds that just 5% of Israelis today support the U.S. idea of a revitalized Palestinian Authority. One-third want to maintain control over Gaza permanently, and one-quarter of Israelis even want to rebuild Jewish settlements in the territory. The U.S. has strongly opposed statements by far-right Israeli ministers in support of rebuilding Jewish settlements in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week. North Korea says it first tested the drone last year and that it is designed to strike enemy vessels and ports. South Korea's military says North Korea has exaggerated the drone's capabilities. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in southern Russia detained at least seven people at a protest on Friday, according to a Russian news outlet, an unusual sight during a crackdown amid the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
In a rare act of public defiance, hundreds of supporters of a jailed rights activist staged a protest on Friday in Ufa, the capital of Russia's Bashkortostan Republic. Protests began in the southern region this week in support of minority rights activist Fail Alsanov, who was sentenced on Wednesday to 4 years in a penal colony on charges of stirring ethnic hatred, which he denied. Considered a hero among the area's ethnic Bashkir population, Alsanov has spoken out against their recruitment to fight for Russia in Ukraine, saying this is not our war.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. German lawmakers have approved legislation easing rules to gain citizenship and ending restrictions on holding dual citizenship. The government argues that the plan passed Friday will bolster the integration of immigrants and help attract skilled workers. The main center-right opposition bloc criticized the project vehemently, arguing that it would cheapen German citizenship. The legislation will make people eligible for citizenship after 5 years in Germany, or three in case of, quote, special integration accomplishments, rather than 8 or 6 years at present. German-born children would automatically become citizens if one parent has been a legal resident for 5 years, down from 8 years now. Residents in Port-au-Prince have made barricades to defend themselves after gang members raided a key community in Haiti's capital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pop of automatic weapons had echoed throughout the Salino district on Thursday as thick columns of black smoke rose above the neighborhood, where frantic residents kept calling radio stations asking for help. René Auguste, a resident who's protesting, calls for the entire country to rise up to make Prime Minister Ariel Henry respond. He says we can no longer resist insecurity by gangs. The attack could mark a turning point for the gangs. If Salino falls, gangs would have easy access to other neighborhoods that have so far remained peaceful and largely safe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prince Harry has dropped his libel suit against the publisher of a British tabloid following a ruling that had damaged his case. Lawyers for the Duke of Sussex told the High Court in London on Friday that he was withdrawing the suit against Associated Newspaper Ltd. There was no reason given, but it came the day Harry was due to hand over documents in the case. Last month, a judge ordered Harry to pay the publisher more than $60,000 in legal fees after he failed to achieve victory without going to trial. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.